Today's Mishnah Masechet Parah is Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Now we've been talking about up until now the inyanim of the first of all, of course, the Asiyas HaParah. Before that, we talked about the kashrus of the Mayim. We talked about the kashrus of the Kli, and we talked about unusual situations of Kalim in terms of a Shoket or broken Kalim. Now we go on to discuss the actual din of the Kiddush, which is the taking the Efer and putting it on. That is called Kiddush. So if the Kiddush was done in any way that is not through Kayach Odom, we learn this out of the Pasuk, it has to come directly from the Netina of the person who does it. But if something, let's say, falls or it's blown into it, and it was not fully conscious that you put this afer into the water, then that is not considered to be an act of Kiddush at all. It has to go directly from your hand into the water. So let's say you're walking along and you have the afer in your hand and some wind comes along and blows the afer before you put it in. That's not Kiddush. Somebody bumps into you and because of that the afer falls. Even though you had intended to put it in, but since this was not considered to be a conscious act, puzzle. You take the afer and you want to put it into the water, but instead of going into the water, it hits the side of the kli and then rolls into the water. Nope, that's not nesina directly, mikayach adam. So since it says beferish, velakula tamei me'afar srifata chatat, vinatan alav mayim chayim el keli. So the Gemara darshins v'lakhu v'natan. So it needs to be an individual, an adam, that does that specific work. Not that it should be somehow got in there. Now there's also another halacha, because we said that melacha, which is posel b'mayim, is not posel once it's turned into Efer. So it's posel the pora, it's posel the mayim, but it's only, as we had before, it's only posel ad shiteyase afar. And same thing is true about the mayim. The malach is posel at b'mayim ad shiitlu at Efer. So once it is that we get the Efer into the water, there's no din of psul b'malacha. So, okay, so we're continuing on now. Just one interesting thing is that somehow or other, from the Mishnahs that we had before about the Shoket, we actually turn the name of the Kli, of the Mayim, into a Shoket. So in other words, the standard reference to Mayim that were Mekudosh, that are ready to be Mekudosh with the act of Nesinas Efer, is the Shoket. We had before, we utilized the concept of a Shvoferet, which was the Kli to hold the Efer, and that became the standard way of referring to the container for the Efer. So just realize whenever we refer to Shoket, it means Mayim Mekudashim for Efer. Whenever we refer to Shvoferet, it means the Kli that was cut and turned into a Kli to hold the Efer, which makes it easy to sort of shake into the water, into your hand to put in the water. Okay, says the Halakha Mishnah. Hamekadesh, somebody wants to do the act of Kiddush, meaning he's holding the Efer, he wants to put it into the Mayim. V'nafala Kiddush, al yado, oh, al atzad. So let's say the Efer falls and was not put into the water directly. It falls onto his hand, or it falls onto the edge of the Kli, and afterwards, from there, acharkach nafal into the Shoket. So acharkach nafal al Shoket. In all such cases, as we said in the introduction, it's posel because of the v'lakhu v'natan. And over here, we don't have a maisa of an adam who was mechaven to do that work. And so it's as if it was done by the wind. And therefore, it's posel, and there's no koach adam. So here, the psul is called koach adam. Suppose it was nafal min hashvoferet lashoket. Suppose it fell from the Shvoferet, which is the Kli that holds the Efer, into the Shoket, which we said is the generic name for the Kli that holds the Mayim Mekudashim. It's possible if it fell on its own. However, That does not mean that it would be possible if an Adam shook the shwoferet in such a way that the Efer falls from the shwoferet into the shoket, even though it goes directly from the shwoferet, it doesn't come from his hand, it's still kosher. Because, basically, it's not a chiyuv that it be from his hand. It's only a chiyuv that it should be mikocho. Now, suppose natal mi'ashvoferet, the person takes the efer out of the shvoferet, and then he puts the top back on to the shvoferet before doing the actual kiddush. Well, for that matter, he's on his way to the mayim and the shoket, and on the way, he slams the front door that his kids had left open. So then the din is that the kiddush is kosher. Why? Didn't he do a malacha between the efer and the kiddush? Yes, but that's not a problem, because as we said, there's no din of malacha passing efer. And once there's efer, there's no psul. So the efer, when it says a kiddush, it doesn't mean what he does now to be mekadesh. It means the efer that he's carrying for kiddush is kosher. But the water is pasul, because he did a malacha, and he did a malacha before that mayim ended up being mekudash, and it was not mayim mekudashim in the sense of having the efer already, and therefore, as we said, malacha passels the mayim up until the point that the efer is put into the water. So here we have a classic case. The guy put the lid back on the shvoferet to make sure that it wouldn't get wet or whatever, and that passeled the water, but it didn't passel the efer. Well, let's say zikafa ba'aretz. He takes out the efer, and now before he puts the efer into the mayim, he's afraid that it's going to fall over on its side. So he pushes it into the ground so that it should be held up by the ground. He can't use that water anymore because the malacha of putting the shwoferet into the ground passeled the mayim ha-mekudashim. But if he takes the efer and he puts the shwoferet, he holds it in his hand, and that he's doing in order that it shouldn't spill, but he doesn't do any malacha with it, so then he can even be mekadesh it. Why? So that's a question how to be geiris. Do we geiris mipnei she'efshar, or are we geiris mipnei she'efshar? If we geiris mipnei she'efshar, so then what it means is that that is considered to be not a malacha acheret, but that is the only way in which you could possibly do things. What are you supposed to do? Pour out all of the efer every time you do one kiddush? That's considered to be the act of kiddush. If you do something else, like digging a hole for it, even if it just takes a split second, that is not absolutely necessary, and therefore it's a malacha. But this is what it means to use the shvoferet. Okay, so that would be one approach. The other question about how exactly mipnei she'efshar is a little bit tricky, and it's would be a completely different approach, according to which the mipnei she'efshar is going on the case of the zakaf. So when it says zakva ba'aretz, it's pasul, and that's because, according to these shitas, zakfa ba'aretz is not considered to be shomor. And since it says in the pasuk, vital levnei Yisrael limishmeret, it has to be shomor. Leaving it behind, even though it's now in the ground and it's being supported so that it shouldn't fall, but it's not a mishmeret. And therefore, it would be pasul because of a different psul. According to these shitas, it's a completely different, the Rosh learns like this. If it's a psul, it's a psul not because of malacha, but a psul and a pagam of mishmeret. But, continues the Mishnah, if he was zakfa l'toch yado, then it's kosher. Why? Mipnei she'efshar. Meaning because you are still able to keep your eyes on it since it's in your hand while you're doing the kiddush. And therefore there was no pagam in mishmeret. So, okay, it's a little bit of a kvetch, but because it introduces a whole new issue, but this is the way the Rosh learns. The Rosh also learns like this. And because of that, we can be Mekayim that Girsa of Mipnei She'efshar. So the two Girsot are really two very, very different approaches in the overall Mishnah. It's not just a simple question. We've still got some time. Perek, can I continue? Is it okay? I don't want to overdo it. One more. Is it? One more. Okay. One more. Shmu knows my weaknesses. you could tell, give an alcoholic, one more maybe. Mishnah Beit, Perek Vav. Now, the question is, can you use Afer that had already been put into water, but did not get dissolved in the water? If you put a little bit too much Afer in, can you use it again? So, Haya Kiddush. Now, again, we're using the word Kiddush as an actual reference to the Afer here, not to the act of Kiddush. So, Haya Kiddush Tzaf Al Pnei Amayim. You put in a little bit too much, and it's floating on top of the water, which means that the upper Afer didn't even get wet. So, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Shimon Omrim, you can use that part. Notel Umikadesh, you can take it off of the water. You can go and use it in another kli to be Mekadesh additional water, and there's no problem. Whereas the Chachomim say, once it touches the water, kol shenaga b'mayim ein mekadshin bo. You can't, the Tanakama holds, as long as it's dry when you put it into the next kli, it's okay. Whereas the Chachomim say, if it touched water, even if it's dry now, you cannot use it for anything else because it's considered to be also mitzvah. Say anything that's nasa mitzvah. Say it loses its power to do what it was meant to do because the Torah gave it, as Shmu said originally, one more. And therefore, you are only able to use it to be mekadesh. Zolafet hamayim v'nimtza kiddush milamat. And how about you use up all of the water? So you had done a lot of hazayas, and now as the water runs out, you see that there's a lot of ashes that weren't dissolved are left on the bottom of the kli. So nimtza kiddush milamatan. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon both say like they did in the Reisha, except over here they spell it out. As long as it's dry, minagevet ef, you can even dry it out, and then you can use it mekadesh again for other water. So that would mean if you've got used Afer, there's no such thing as Nasa Mitzvosai. It's not a one-time thing. Whereas the Chachomim say, once it's Naga B'mayim, Ein Mekachimbo, and it's useless, even if you dried it up. And in fact, that's how we Paskin. You can't use the Afer twice.